I mean, we'd lose turf space, too. I guess we could try it that way and then lose turf space in the back. I'm not sure how much it would shrink up the building, though, and again, I'm not sure if that makes it viable anymore. We really did look at a lot of configurations for those courts, try to get them in there.
Anyone else? Commissioner Hogan?
I just have a question. Was the structure ever looked at to go on the west side, northwest side of the building instead of, I know the parking structure, that you have the parking area there. Did you look over at that side instead of trying, to me, from just what you were stating about the courts, I agree with Commissioner Haley, you're trying to squeeze something into a littler area than, I mean, was there any talk about going on
that? Then that puts it in a position where it's competing with the existing buildings.
So you want it in the back, not anyone to see it?
We sat down with city staff initially, and that was for their recommendation to have it set back. There's approximately a 30-foot setback from the existing building, so that the two weren't competing, so that this would complement the existing building and not compete with it. The west elevation of both structures, although it might not look like it in this aerial view, really are the front of the buildings. They face Loomis Road, and that's the most visible elevation of the building. So putting this field house, which is...
The front of it faces Loomis?
Yeah, that's the most architecturally enhanced elevation of the building.
I thought it's
so. It's not the entrance to the building, but that's the most viewable side.
Right.
That's the most visible side.
Which is just all brick wall and a door.
No.
Actually, there's...
Well, there's windows. Glass. I'm sorry. The window area.
The logo's on the building, too. Big logo.
Also,
and that would be covered by this building, correct?
No.
It's not that high.
That front area here is, there's a whole copper, and this whole structure here, it's kind of a feature of the club, if you will. That whole thing there is copper, and that when you roll in, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see that copper shining off the building. It's a kind of a special structure in the front. So it's not just flat in the front. It has a protrusion in the front there that's quite big. And so what we're thinking is you kind of put a field house out, which is essentially a rectangular... I mean, you can pretty it up. It's a rectangular, big old
Well, I'm
shed.
Just saying the west side of the building is more empty. You have more room there, I think, than you do where you're trying to put this. Plus the neighbor. I mean, when I went back to look at it, there's an area on Margaret Lane where through the trees there's an opening where you can see the dumpsters and whatever. I agree with the one resident that's what they're going to see. Plus, are all those trees going to get out of there?
No.
Okay. None of the big trees go.
None of them.
I think you're trying to squeeze too big of a thing into a little area. I just think the west side...
I admit that we're trying to squeeze, so I don't want to doubt that. We are really trying to squeeze what we possibly can out of that property back there. But if we put it to the west... I can't put a precast concrete structure in place is my point. It's not feasible to do as a business. So if you'll allow me to put a metal structure in there, I'll try to tuck it away inside there, but it's not going to look as pretty as this would. This will actually be more attractive. As you come in from Loomis Road, you'll actually have a hard time seeing that field house because of the way it's tucked away in there.
Can you show the elevation of the new building? West elevation.
That's current.
No, that's the new addition. That's the new building.
That's the new building.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
underneath in the corner.
On the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, that is the way we look now. So that's what I mean about the big protrusion there. Now here, these are all, and that's where that logo is, and then we're off here with this new building, but it's tucked slightly behind that. And then, of course, we have that is the new structure there. So the front... Again, it's kind of tucked back so that you can't see a lot of it, but what you can see hopefully complements, the structure that we currently have.
Those trees on the west side by Loomis, I don't think you'd just see the whole building right away.
Yeah, there's a big parking lot behind it.
On the west side. But what I'm seeing...
It's Loomis Road. Which side is west?
Okay.
No, can you put up the site plan? I think it's going past it. I'm in a meeting, Mark. Okay, right there.
It's my alarm company.
Everything to the left... is wide open pretty much, all the way to Loomis. Where that building is a parking lot. So, Commissioner, you still have the floor.
I'm done.
Commissioner Haley.
Well, a couple other thoughts, and I do appreciate what you're saying about cost and aesthetics, but an important part of everything is function, as I think we all know. And the concern that I expressed before, there's even more. I mean, the exit doors on the east side of the building, they basically drop off into nothing. There's no walk system there. There's a slope. There'll be a retaining wall. So where do people go in an emergency? How does the fire department get into the back corners of this building? I mean, you basically isolated it. We've already got issues out there on a daily basis with traffic coming and going. Movie theaters, there's a lot of traffic. It moves. So now you're going to bring in a field house, a lot more traffic. That's all great. How does that circulate? How do the people move? And that's what I'm seeing difficulties with in my eye. The site plan itself, like, I think the building's want to be connected. They want to be one facility. Circulation between them should work. I think a lot of these, and I understand the cost, and I understand the aesthetics, but the site should function. It should be a desirable element for the people that come and use it. Circulation should be good. I think if cost wasn't on the table, you'd be coming up with a different design, because this is not people friendly, my opinion. But I'll have to say.
Just to that point, we did meet with the fire chief and discussed the layout, discussed whether he had any concerns about circulation and being able to access different sides of this building, and he was fine with the layout we had. Those two doors on the east side, they are emergency doors. They are intended to have, you know, staircase coming down, probably a metal stair, so that we minimize our impacts back on that side. We've discussed, you know, doing some kind of, you know, raised walkway system back there again, so we don't have to fill and put in a retaining wall and impact more wetlands than what the building itself would do. So that's something we're talking about in order to, again, minimize that now that wetland came into the mix. So.
You also have to maintain the facility, and that requires being able to get at the exteriors all around. I don't know how you get to the north side of that. I don't know how you get to the east side once it's built. It'll be overgrown, and no one will ever get back there. Again, there's problems that could be resolved. It's the site planning issue that I've got a problem with.
I'd like to find a way to say yes. I'm not hearing it. Safe was table, refer back to staff.
Yeah.
We have a motion, Alderman?
Yep. Let's table, refer back to staff. Let's look at a way that we can get to an approval. That's my recommendation.
I'll second that.
Discussion of that motion? Yeah, I really want to find a way to find the yes here. Without costing Scott $1 million.
Right.
You know, and I don't know what the answer is. It's a tough site. I mean, that's a tough spot. So, anything else in the motion? Motion to refer back to staff. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We have two items tonight, public hearings relative to Ballpark Commons. There are separate issues with each of them. So let's move right to the first public hearing. Which is the mixed-use golf restaurants entertainment site plan and senior housing site plan. Let's do the highlight first, then the public notice.
Okay. So item C1 really includes four applications that have been submitted by Ballpark Commons. There is a site plan and a special use application for the golf and restaurants building, which is the S2, C3, C4 building. There is a site plan application for the indoor sports complex, office, and athlete housing building, and then also a site plan for the senior living facility. I would note that the Common Council at the June 19th meeting approved an amendment to the PDD ordinance to require special use approval for buildings over 90,000 square feet, opposed to it was previously 46,000 square feet. At the time, the applicant submitted the special use application for the golf building. So that application is no longer required, but as it was noticed, we will proceed with the public hearing.
For this item?
For the golf.
This item is a legitimate public hearing, legitimate action.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
C1. They're all labeled. So they're all C1.
This would be the site plan.
For the is it the special use last site plan?
Special use.
They're all under the C1 agenda item. In the order of the agenda, the golf site plan and special use would be taken first, then the site plan application for the indoor sports complex, office, and athlete housing, and then the site plan for the senior living. So I'd recommend just following up.
Okay, I'm good. So the big fat packet is what we're doing first.
Yes.
Planning staff and planning's boss are going to meet on these agendas and how we label them. Yeah, that's true. Point taken. Okay, Mr. Sumwalt, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 21st, 2008 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon after as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. Dear public comment regarding an application by BPC Master Developer LLC, BPC County Land LLC, and BPC Golf Entertainment LLC, BPC County Land LLC property owner, for an amendment to a special use permit to allow for construction of a building approximately 46,000 square feet in size, an indoor/outdoor golf facility, three-story, 57-bay year-round golf and entertainment venue, commonly referred to as Building S2, an associated driving range and netting, poles, and parking, two connected restaurants, commonly referred to as Buildings C3 and C4, and a partially covered outdoor entertainment area. Upon property zoned PDD 37, The Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, located approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive.
So, Mr. Marzo, it's safe to say that this building has become more than was originally envisioned, right? More in terms of use, a lot more in terms of value, say yes?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, a good mic. So it's becoming more of a feature and a destination than just what we had envisioned as the golf driving range.
By far, sir.
Why don't you give us your highlights, and then we'll open the public hearing. See, Mr. Zimmerman didn't believe me, Mr. Marzo, when I met with him when we started this whole process. He told me, yeah, it's going to be $110 million. I said, nah, that's just a starting point. I haven't gotten to you yet.
Go back. Be the next one down. Yep. And go to the actual, like, the renderings. Please. So what we have before you guys is a kind of a multi-purpose building to a little bit of a degree. So what we have, there's four particular elements that go with it. We have the primary element. Excuse me.
Greg, did you give us a name and address?
I'm sorry. Greg Marceau, 8820 South 68th Street, in beautiful city of Franklin. So the first main element, or I guess we can go in order. Oh, thank you. So looking at it from a distance, the main building in the back is a three-story indoor-outdoor sports bar meets golf driving range, similar to a Topgolf-type facility, different brand, different technology, but same idea. If you're not familiar, if you could picture a bowling alley where you have everyone sits in their own little like bay area, but three stories high, and instead of bowling, you're hitting actual golf balls out onto a range. And with the, I'm not an expert at the technology, but you can play different courses, you can compete, you can play games. The balls get tracked via, if you ever watch golf on TV, how they can see the flight of the ball, they use, I think it's a Doppler technology that they use, and you can compete and play a lot of different games, things of that nature. So in the main building on the three floors, there's 54 bays total, and you have there's bars on the inside, there's conference rooms. A lot of these are used for corporate outings, for get-togethers. About half of the people that come here are not hardcore golfers. It's just a very entertaining. It's like you're going to a sports bar, but you can do something as opposed to just sitting there and watching TV. And that's the main premise of the building in the back. And the front on either left or right, over here and over here, they're detached in the sense that they're different uses, and they're both proposed as restaurants. I can't tell you who the operator is yet, but it will be someone you know, and one's being planned as a pizza joint, and the other is a taco Mexican restaurant type of place there. And those would be standalone buildings. From an operational standpoint, they do share a wall. The one on the right would be the larger of the two restaurants. It will share a kitchen with the golf facility on that side, but you'd be ordering food separate, that type of thing. Then in the middle of the front here, we have what we call our Hinterhof, which I believe is German for either beer garden or backyard. I'm not German, sorry. It has some significance to it, but that would be a four-season type outdoor covered beer garden. The idea on the roof is that we would have an openable section to it that would be about three-quarters under roof, but then in the summer we could open the part of that roof section. And some of these renderings are here. You can kind of see the little bit of an open roof section in the middle that would close in the winter. There'd be overhead garage doors that come down, screening that would go in. This would be a heatable thing to be used year-round as an indoor-outdoor beer garden type of thing in the front of the building. There's the side view from the west. You can see with the proposed office building behind it as you come through. The planters that we've been using in front of the other buildings are being ran throughout. Same building materials as the office building that we're using as kind of the site standard going through. And I'm not sure why I just thought of this, but I can definitely make this bigger if you can't see it as you go through. That's the view from the inside. There's another. You can kind of see that openable section of roof in that area there. You know, outdoor seating, some fire pits, that kind of outdoor beer garden, but something that would function year-round out here as well. There's a view from the outside.
Do you have the site plan? Or a layout?
Yes, we do. So that's for the site or the building. I mean, this is the building. You can see the bays in the back. They're kind of angled in towards each other. On that end, you got bars, conference rooms on each floor. There's outdoor decks. A lot of these get used for corporate-type outings where they come have meetings and have drinks and, you know, play golf after type of thing. And each floor is similar with a conference room outdoor deck as you go through these. This would be your first floor plan. You got lobbies as you come in, lounges, bars, covered area, your restaurants on either end. The overall site plan from above. So this building faces due north. This is our large parking lot on the west side of the building. There's tall netting that goes all the way around it for the purposes of keeping golf balls in the driving range area. The lights of this building, which we know are a concern, that's part of the reason it's curved. The lights are only on top of the building themselves, shining at basically the back side of the golf ball. There's no lights on the rest of the range, anything else. as you go out there, and the lighting levels are not nearly what you would see on the baseball field. That has 100-foot candles of light on the infield, 70-foot candles on the outfield. The existing fields out there are, I believe, 50 and 70. This is more like in the 20s, maybe 30-foot candles in here, you know, just right out in front. By the time you get out here, you're like under 10, 6, 7, 8-foot candles of light out here. There's a side view that, I mean, the netting is tall, but safety first.
We're all good? Mm-hmm. All right, I will open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak what you'd like to speak. Mrs. Knoll? Knoll? No? Come on. Anyone else? Anyone? Okay, seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. I do have some comments. First of all, have a slight bit of concern about the lighting as it relates to the very east side of the building and its curvature towards the west. So I don't know. Don't go back. Right there. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Those lights there where your hand is, how will they be aimed? Will they be aimed straight or will they be aimed for the opposite corner?
They'll be aimed straight out. This one would be aimed right out this way. They're all kind of aiming towards the center point, and, you know, just to shine this way. And what I was trying to get to, when you look at the corner of this building, the line of sight from, you know, this light to the where it catches the corner of the building basically shields it from all the residences next door.
For everybody in the audience, the residences are at the bottom of that page. Now they're at the side of the page.
If I could find
on the page.
So when you look at this, right, you know, if you look at the angle here from where these lights are coming across this building, you know, you're 1,500 feet away before you get to anyone's actual backyard. We're about 900 feet to this house. We're about 1,200 feet to the home over here. Now you see in the angle of the building where these lights are basically blocks it from a straight line, which I can't draw right here, but. You know, so that you wouldn't see it from any home. The building next door would block it. Granted, you haven't approved that yet, but that's coming up next.
Have you done the photometrics on that?
Yeah.
I'm slightly skeptical.
We did. I should say we did a comprehensive photometric of the north side with the golf, the stadium, and all the road and parking lot lighting on it. I did get it to staff late last week, and I doubt they've had a chance to look at it yet.
My issue isn't the ambient light, as you discussed, foot candles.
Yeah.
Mine is the glare coming from the light fixture itself, and that's mine. Okay, so that's that. Staff report highlights the noise that I can imagine being exceedingly annoying. Somebody with their new Ping driver or whatever the current flashy driver is, and that aluminum hit noise. What are we doing about that?
Well, the setup of the range is really not conducive for using drivers or those type of things on this because it's only 220 yards, the depth of that most people are not using drivers at these times. I think it's more of an iron type of a thing, and there is the sidewall of the building here is a solid sidewall out in front of that bay, so it does give some protection that way, then along with, see, the other building in front of it. See if I can show you a better one. So you do have solid walls on the side here that come through.
What position those walls?
It's a masonry solid wall.
Okay. I want to consider something sound absorbing on there.
Oh, on the inside, certainly. Here, the outside view is all masonry.
Yeah, that's fine, but the inside.
Sure.
I've dominated. Commission? Alderman Dedrick.
Well, I know we spoke about that, and that was referenced, the pinging noise off of a golf club. And Greg, as you did mention, there's going to be bodies that are going to absorb the sound. The sound isn't that obtrusive in the first place. And second of all, most novices aren't going to be using the driver. They're going to be going for the short-range scores because this is an opportunity to score points. And so if you're a novice, you're going to take a wedge or a lower iron, and you're going to be attempting to get it into the scoring arenas that are closest to you rather than trying to strive to go for the home run, which is the 180 to 200 yard point, which is going to be a rather small target, and there's only one out there. So, yes, there are going to be kids that are going to do it. There's going to be goofballs that are going to do it, but the noises that are going to come off of this club is it's a quick little ping, and it's nothing else. And, hey, I golf, so I know what
happens. You've been to these type of facilities.
And I've been to these facilities, and no, there isn't a lot of sound. The sound that might come out is how the music is being portrayed into that, into those areas, more so than the sound off the golf ball off the club.
The ones that I've been to, of the top golf type facilities, you can be in the one bay, and the people next to you aren't making enough noise that you can't talk and have a normal conversation. You know, and it's set up, and there's sound deadening materials that go through that it's not. You can have a normal conversation in one bay with a guy next to you. And that's kind of where I'm going. I don't foresee that. If it doesn't bother you and the guy next door, you know, the bay next door, I don't foresee the distance outside of the building being the large problem.
I see a marketing problem here. My perception, and I didn't pay much attention to the distances, my perception was the traditional driving range. That's a marketing problem. If that, in fact, that's what I've been told is not true, which it apparently is not now that I do the math, it's a marketing problem. You need to say it's a golf entertainment venue, not a driving range.
Certainly.
So now there's my free advice for you. Commission?
That's $1,000.
Commissioner Hogan?
Is this real grass?
No, it's all artificial turf. What are you pointing to, ma'am? The beer garden? That's yet to be determined. I think with the cover, you know, most of that roof being covered, it's going to need to be artificial. And the golf range is all artificial. I don't know if we'll get enough sunlight in there to get grass growing.
Just
Commissioner Morrow?
Yeah, I will tell you that DNR did not want water infiltration in there, so they were hoping that most of it could be artificial and impervious, so it would run off.
And with respect to what you're referring to, the limits of the landfill are north of the building. So the building itself sits on clean ground. The golf range itself would be built on the landfill along with the stadium. But the building itself is on clean ground.
So the turf grass, the artificial turf, is an advantage to the cap.
Correct.
Anything else? Alderman Dandrea?
With the increased image of this project, is parking been addressed? I know we've spoke about it, just to kind of confirm it. I mean, you've got a lot of parking. You're going to have a lot of parking behind the structure. Then is there proper signage, pathways to direct people to this massive complex?
Yeah, the main entrance is actually, there's one shown here, because when you drive in, this is the front door of the development when you come in. This is the primary building you're going to see. We've got the most jewelry, I'll call it, on this one building, is the front door as you come in. Then the two buildings on either side are meant to more bookend this, and we'll get to that one in here in a minute. But the main entrance that most people are going to come in is actually the side over by that parking lot, and it's the design of the building has been set up to follow that. I wish I could go faster through this, but the main entrance is actually coming in over here. There is still one in the front if someone does come in that way, so we kind of ended up with two front doors on this, because you're right, the most of the parking is up off to the side. And the parking analysis that we've done for the entire development that takes into account the peak hours and off-peak hours, we still feel we have enough parking, but we've already agreed to hold off on those future two baseball fields to the far east end. And if needed, we'll put in we had room for another 300-some parking stalls over there, which got us very close to the UDO, and we'll do that if necessary. We know we can't shortchange ourselves either on parking.